Colot, voces de ayer y de hoy.
El rapero sionista. In the year 1948, Israel declared a state for the Jewish people. It was a case of better late than never. After years of tireless endeavor, the Zionist movement had finally found its buried treasure. And after the horror of the Nazi persecution, it was so good for the Jews to have found a solution. In the future, there'd always be the right of return. Now at last, there was a country that would never spurn exiles, asylum seekers, all refugees, human beings forced from their homes without a bite to eat. We just wanted to live peacefully in the promised land. It was our dream for so many years, can't you understand? But no, we weren't allowed to have it that way, because the sunrise on the very next day, we were attacked from all sides by the Arab nations. The tiny new state would have to fight for its liberation. An exiled people and looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing. Finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that it's true, we just want peace. Now over the years came war after war, a miracle saved Israel in 73 on Yom Kippur. And don't forget 67, a war for 6 days, again victorious, again we were saved. Other battles too numerous to name, but at the end of the day, see, the story was the same. The Arab nations couldn't take having a new Jewish state that was buried in their midst. They consumed them with hate, so they united against a tiny Jewish home, looking for ways for Israel to be blown into oblivion. No hope, no way back. These desires inspired new waves of attack. And each time Israel rested defensive, except in 67, but you know that was preemptive. And thanks to God's help, the country survived. But for every war, too many brave young Israelis died. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing. Finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that it's true, we just want peace. Yet as time has gone by, the situation has improved. We no longer have to fear our neighbours' every move. Peace came first with Egypt and then with Jordan. We began to dream once more that our borders would be serene. No drama, no action, delight and celebrations, they were our reaction. And of course in the year 1994, Rabin and Arafat made historic moves forward. They wanted autonomy and we wanted peace. We began to negotiate, to try and agree. Things started moving slowly, one step at a time. PLO bombing stopped, they got land, things were fine. Rabin was killed, but the process continued. Yet there still remain some very contentious issues. The right of return and the Temple Mount also started to a halt, and violence broke out. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing. Finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by powerful foes. For over 50 years looking for a release, believe that it's true, we just want peace. So what have we got now? Another intifada. We still want peace, but now it's so much harder. We got suicide bombers killing innocent children. We'll differentiate a soldier from a civilian. Yet I turn on the news, and what is it I hear? It's like an Arab monopoly on living life in fear. The Israelis are portrayed as hardline oppressors, when all they want is to live a life free of terror. I'm fed up of hearing this anti-Israel propaganda. It's time for somebody to step up and take some action. We need to make it clear to the world population that Israel really isn't such a bullying nation, a country built on principles of anti-discrimination, yet now victimized just because of its creation. I know it's not perfect, things sometimes go wrong, but believe me when I say all we want is shalom. An exiled people looking for a home for so many years, nothing we could do but hope. We've been waiting, dreaming, searching, believing. Finally in 48 we got our redeeming. But since then we've had to be on our toes, bordered on all sides by power. Desde que grabó Imam Mehakaba Bait, Mamá Espera en Casa, en 2001, canción que oímos hace algunas semanas en Radio Sefarad y que el rabino mayor del Reino Unido, Jonathan Sacks, calificara de rezo novedoso,
la fama de Antítesis ha ido extendiéndose. Lo estamos oyendo en Just Peace. Bordered on all sides by powerful foes for over 50 years, looking for a release. Believe that is true, all we want is peace, we just want peace. A finales de 2003 logró editar su primer EP, The Israel Question, al que en 2007 siguió United Kingdom of Racism, del cual hemos extraído este Ivrit Daber Ivrit.
Yo, check this, check. Yo. A guy called Ben Yehuda thought that he knew the best thing to do for all the tribe of Judah, a way to improve the communication to the other Jews around the world. We could all speak through the holy language of our forefathers, a forgotten tongue for us to once again master. A man with a dream, a man with a vision, a part of the new movement of Zionism, trying to break Jews free from their thousand year prison, the rebirth of the nation. It was all of their mission. He would sit all day studying, finding roots, take them and plant shoots, hoping to see their fruits. After many long hours, he finally did it. A brand new language was fashioned and finished. His family all spoke it as Dugmai Shizet, and soon everyone they began to speak Ivrit. All my peeps on the street who like to rock the beat, next time you're gone, speak Ivrit. And all my man from down the way to across the UK, if you got something to say, Ivrit. To all my girl looking yak with a style to match, next time you wanna chat, Ivrit. Antithesis, man, I'll be spitting it. So if you're listening, then yo, the language grew and the language spread. These guys had revived but all once been dead. Forget Yiddish and Ladino, we got Ivrit instead. Whole new generations were born and bred on this new wish. So proud to be Jewish, many didn't get involved cause they thought it was all foolish, but they've been proved wrong, they've all moved on. Ivrit stays strong, where have the others gone? But yo, I don't mean to be standing gloating, just wanna educate you on how my eyes were opened. Wanna make sure that you're all gonna be noting what the final verse of this track is gonna be rolling. I'm stoking the flames for the future, hoping that I can inspire all of you to learn a Jewish language, cause there is only one Hebrew, Ivrit, known as the holy tongue. All my peeps on the street who like to rock the beat, next time you go speak Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. And all my man from down the way to across the UK, if you've got something to say, Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. To all my girl looking yak with a style to match, next time you wanna chat, Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. Antithesis, man, I'll be spitting it. So if you're listening, אז תן לי את המייק, זה התור שלי לעשות היפ-הופ בלשון העברית. נעים מאוד, קוראים לי גם סמי ג'י וגם אנטיטז. אני הראפה הכי טוב שהיה ואפילו שיהיה. כל האחרים פוחדים לפתוח את הפה כי יודעים ממש טוב את מה שפה יקרה. אם מישהו לא עושה את מה שאני רוצה, אני אספר לכם את החלום שלי, לגמות הלימודים ולנסוע לעצי. כי אם אני באמת רוצה להיות ציוני, אי אפשר להישאר פה ולחיות כיהודי. אין פה עתיד ואין פה תקווה, כן יש גם ביטחון וגם כלכלה, אבל קשה מחליטים לגרש אותנו. יש בעולם מקום אחד שהוא שלנו. All my peeps on the street who like to rock the beat, next time you go speak Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. And all my man from down the way to across the UK, if you got something to say, Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. To all my girl looking yak with a style to match, next time you wanna chat, Ivrit, dub it, Ivrit. Antithesis, man, I'll be spitting it. So if you're listening, then if we come here, yo, you get me, the bear of writ, it's our language, you know what I'm saying?
Antítesis nació en Londres en 1983. Desde muy joven demostró su afición por el género del rap y se presentó a algunos concursos. Acabados los estudios, estuvo un año en Israel para inscribirse luego en estudios orientales en la Universidad de Cambridge a su regreso. Suena Looking for Home. We'll be right back.
I'm still airborne, an incredible feeling rushing through my body after several months. Showed no signs of stopping, yet those famous butterflies really do exist. I stepped on the land and was hit with a fit of passion, indescribable attraction. I close my eyes and imagine my thoughts begin to fashion. How can a mere country evoke such emotion, create such notions, cause such devotion to this land? Many people have died, and to hear my history is intrinsically tied. But that can't be it, there must be more to this place. Maybe it's the fact that I can almost taste the holiness, but there's no way of showing it. Perhaps for me, it's all about knowing it. My dream, my hope, my Zion, the only country in the world for all Jews to rely on. A land which people have cried and died on, but despite all its troubles it continues to strive on. A place of which I have instantly gelled, a place for which my feelings cannot be quelled, a place in which I may one day dwell. This is what I feel for Eretz Israel. As I drive along the road I see the scenery before me. Imagine Israel at the height of its glory. Who knows who once stood where my eyes are now cast. My head becomes awash with dreams of the past. Where else could you find a land with such contrast? Coastline, mountains and deserts so vast. I begin to ponder as I look at the landscape, what life was like here under the British mandate, thanks to UN partition and a Balfour Declaration. The Jews were on the verge of creating a location, a home for all members of the Jewish nation. Escape from persecution, a way for salvation. What excitement and delight there must have been on the occasion of fulfilling the Zionist dream. What jubilation. Sounds like a cliche, but I'm that way inclined. The land of Israel is truly one of a kind. My dream, my hope, my Zion, the only country in the world for all Jews to rely on. A land which people have cried and died on, but despite all its troubles it continues to strive on. A place of which I have instantly gelled, a place for which my feelings cannot be quelled, a place in which I may one day dwell. This is what I feel for Eretz Israel. And now I have conflict going on inside. Do I follow my heart or listen to my mind? Yeah, it's true that there it feels like home, but can I really leave England? It's all I've ever known. Should I be brave now and take the plunge, commit to university followed by Aliyah? Or can I live a fulfilling diaspora Jewish life? Well, there's a good chance my son won't have a Jewish wife. Or anti-Semitism is currently on the rise, and wearing a kippah is not always very wise. But still I'm not sure that I can cut all ties. It's a hard decision that must be made over time. How awful to live in England and continue to pine, desperate for a land that I know is truly mine. I have no idea what will be my decision, just hope I'm not naive with an idealized vision. My dream, my hope, my Zion, the only country in the world for all Jews to rely on. A land which people have cried and died on, but despite all its troubles it continues to strive on. A place of which I have instantly gelled, a place for which my feelings cannot be quelled, a place in which I may one day dwell. This is what I feel for Eretz Israel.
El compromiso de antítesis con el judaísmo e Israel le llevó a dirigir en su universidad una sociedad judía, la Sociedad Israelí, participar en la Federación de Juventudes Sionistas y fundar el primer programa de música israelí del Reino Unido en la radio, Call Cambridge. Lo oímos en United Kingdom of Racism.
Yeah, 2007. Yeah, I spent my life growing up in the United Kingdom of Great Britain, but these days I feel more like it's United Kingdom of Racism. Yeah. Yeah, when I was growing up, I was proud to be a British kid. Love for my country, nothing could diminish it. God save the Queen, I stand tall and singing it. Flag in my hand, held high and swinging it. But as I grew up, things weren't always cool. My pride left me when I got given stick in my school. People acted the fool to make me feel small. Found that I was a Jew and it made them be cruel. Yeah, before I grew up, I was kind of naive. For more important than creed was what was beneath. But now I'm grown up, man, done shattered that belief. United Kingdom of Racism fills me with grief. It pains me that I feel the need to state this. But all over this country I've been faced by racist man whose brains got baseless hate in them. I live in the United Kingdom of Racism. Witnessed it from London to Cambridge. Man became insane and displayed their hatred. Great shame they convey the world through their same prism. We live in the United Kingdom of Racism. Yo, yo. Now every time that I'm reading the news, it's endless stories of racists let loose. Attacks on blacks, whites, Muslims, Hindus. We can't allow them to excuse this kind of abuse. Can't blame it on the booze, although people try. Can't blame it on jobs, although people try. Nah, this is pure evil, hatred and despite. It pains me inside that most of us close our eyes. It's only 60 years since never again. But in the UK, people still judge their fellow men on colour, race, belief, origin. Say they're not one of us, so it's fine to offend. It's only 60 years since never again. In the UK, they say it, but it's like make pretend. Yo, it pains me that I feel the need to state this. But all over this country, I've been faced by racist man whose brains got baseless hate in them. I live in the United Kingdom of racism, witnessed it from London to Cambridge. Man became insane and displayed their hatred, great shame. They convey the world through their same prism. We live in the United Kingdom of racism. Yo, I'm not just talking about the violent types. The man who ain't afraid to call out coons, wog and kike. The man who always hyped, spoiling for a fight. Folks smashing up graveyards in the middle of the night. I'm also talking about the man who's sitting in their house, filled with fury and sounding off their mouth about the immigrants invading, taking up the space in their green and pleasant land, stealing all their wages. When there's hate on Big Brother, there'd be public indignation. But in day-to-day life, discrimination ain't changing. The crazy thing is that most man know it's wrong, but the hatred has just been ingrained for so long. Man want to belong, so defined against the other. Don't care, we're all equal, all humans, all brothers, all born of a mother, irrespective of colour. Instead, in the UK, we continue to suffer. Yo, it pains me that I feel the need to state this. But all over this country, I've been faced by racist man whose brains got baseless hate in them. I live in the United Kingdom of racism, witnessed it from London to Cambridge. Man became insane and displayed their hatred, great shame. They conveyed the world through their same prism. We live in the United Kingdom of racism. I'm fed up with this racism, fed up with man with hating them, fed up with man seeing the world through the same prism. Yo, Santifasis, we out.
Nos despedimos del rap sionista de Antithesis con Song of Songs, el cantar de los cantares.
Sher HaShirim, Asher LaAntitheza.
Yo, a song for my beloved, the girl whom I covet. You're my Jewish princess who can also act rugged. When you say you do something, I know you've got it covered. Don't matter what you do, my view of you ain't never coloured. You got brains, but you don't need no Cambridge first. Although it's true, I could do an awful lot worse. You always better support when it's time to drop a verse, whether gigging to the masses or just to rehearse. You are the perfect host, but you ain't one to boast. You drop banter with my boys and jokes with my folks. No need to coax you out, you the centre of the crowd. Vivacious, outrageous, just but never too proud. You're the only one who can truly show me that you penetrate my mind and really know me. I need you in my life, on my own it's too lonely. That's why I write this song for you and you only. To my beloved, whatever you be, I write this for you, now hear my decree. Believe me, girl, I know where you belong. I write this for you, it is my song of songs. To my beloved, now that you know, I've been inspired by the poet from all that time ago. Come to me, girl, I've been waiting so long. I write this for you, it is my song of songs. Behold, you are fair, girl, you are fair. You're like a lily among thorns, can't help but stare. Honey drips from your scarlet lips, girl, I swear. You are without blemish, beauty's true air. I drink your love, and it's better than wine. You're more fragrant than all spices found over time. Teeth white like sheep, when you smile they shine. Let me into your garden where we can intertwine. Navel round like a goblet, joints like jewels. You stand tall like the palm, your eyes are fish pools. Give me your grape clusters, the sweetness of your tongue. My beloved is to me, she is but one. To my beloved, whatever you be, I write this for you, now hear my decree. Believe me, girl, I know where you belong. I write this for you, it is my song of songs. To my beloved, now that you know, I've been inspired by the poet from all that time ago.
come to me, girl, I've been waiting so long. I write this for you, it is my song of songs to my beloved. You are an inspiration, a personification of the girl for whom I'm waiting. You got witty repartee and can hold a conversation, a kind of girl for whom life is a celebration. You got huge dedication to the Jewish nation, an Eshet Chayil, a woman worth praising. Got no hesitation when asked for a donation, testament to the glory of God's creation. You always calm, girl, we tight, that's why we never fight. You're wise, I know you only ever do what's right. Must be said you're well read, and as your thoughts take flight, we debate, deliberate until late in the night. I profess my chest longs for your caress. I attest you're the best, won't settle for any less. I'm possessed, girl, and feel I must confess through my song of songs about my distress to my beloved. Whatever you be, I write this for you, now hear my decree. Believe me, girl, I know where you belong. I write this for you, it is my song of songs to my beloved. Now that you know I've been inspired by the poet from all that time ago, come to me, girl, I've been waiting so long. I write this for you, it is my song of songs. 'Tis my song of songs. My song of songs, yo.